It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a couple of folks from USU Eastern. I have got Braden Nelson. He's the Event Services Coordinator, and Heather Haywood, the Assistant Event Services Coordinator. We're going to talk about some of the events that are coming up at the USU Eastern. You know, it's a great venue. The Geary Theater is a great venue. It's there. It's available. And they try and get some fun entertainment in there. And it's looking like we're shaping up to have a pretty good January, February, and March so far. Braden and Heather, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
So let's, Braden, we're going to start with you, and let's talk about the Geary itself, really. You know, it is a great venue, as I said before, and there are just so many different things that you can do in that venue. So when you're looking at planning events and things like that, does any of that come into play, or are you just like, you know, let's try this and make this work?
Yeah, so what we've been trying to do with the Geary, especially this new spring semester, is cater events that, yeah, like you said, use the Geary, use our awesome projector, our more than 7-channel surround sound that's crystal clear, that super clean house, and that intimate experience of the 500-seat house. To bring quality entertainment to this area.
And one of the first ones that you have, I don't know if it'll be quality, but it'll be fun. You have a lip sync competition coming up on January 21st. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you've seen it on TV, but we're bringing it to campus and we're opening it to the entire community. Anybody who wants to come can come and battle it out, lip sync.
And so I'm sure there are parameters and things like that that you guys are going to follow with this. But once, as you said, it's open to the public. It's not just students. If you're a group out there that's got, you know, something and they want to have some fun together, this is a great experience and a great time to do it for you. Now, how much is it to compete and how much is it going to cost to get in there?
So to compete, it's absolutely free. You just go to our website, eastern.usu.edu/GEC, and register to compete there. And if you want to come and watch, it'll just be a $1 cover charge.
And once again, it is open to the entire public. Just because it's on the campus of USU Eastern doesn't mean it's for students only. So just remember that. And of course, are you going to be giving away prizes?
Oh, yeah. We'll have prizes for first, second, and third.
All right. And if anybody has or wants some more information, is that the best place to go, is the website? Can they get a hold of you guys that way and find the rules and all that stuff?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. So we'll talk more about that website here in just a moment and what you'll need to get to. Now we're going to bring Heather in. Heather, how are you?
Pretty good.
Well, good, good. Heather, you know, how long have you been there at the USU Eastern?
So recently I have been hired back. I was with the university pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. and luckily I had an opportunity to come back. So
And now you get to work with Braden and you get to have all kinds of fun with these events, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this one, because some people may have heard, you know, they recently did one that is a huge show up in Salt Lake, but you're going to kind of bring a smaller experience of it to the Geary on February 28th. And let's talk about that.
Yes. So that is going to be our Van Gogh experience. It, like you said, is fully immersive. We're going to have projections like an exhibit all around the Geary Event Center. And that will start at 6:30 with some light refreshments. And then the big event will be showing a movie called Loving Vincent, which is a fully hand-painted, beautiful movie to be shown.
And so it's about his life, really, is what,
yes,
you guys were saying.
Yes, it's about, and his artwork.
Oh, perfect. And now, is there going to be a fee for this?
Yes. So with the full experience, it's $4. If you would like to just come and see the movie, it'll be $1.
So you guys are trying to keep things very affordable when it comes to this stuff. And I think that's great. And once again, these are all events for the entire community. It's not just the college there.
Yes, we want to definitely encourage the community to come out and experience the Geary Event Center.
And, you know, I don't know if you'd seen the Geary before all the remodel and the renovations and everything that went through, but it has undergone such a great transformation. If you haven't been in the Geary, you need to get in there and see what they've done, because it is unbelievable what they've done in that place now.
Yes, and the Van Gogh experience is definitely a great time to come in and experience that.
And that may be something that I have to take my wife to. That'll be all right. Now, Braden, you're the one that's kind of been excited and talking about this one. It's going to be March 18th and 19th, and you're calling it the USU Eastern Festival. I'm going to let you take it from there.
That's right. So it's the USU Eastern Fan Festival. We're super excited about it. If you've seen Comic-Cons up north in the summer and in the fall, well, that's the idea that we're going for. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have cosplay. We're going to have panelists. The one we're really excited for is in cooperation with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. On March 18th, they're going to be doing our kickoff event, doing a presentation, a panel called The Real Dinosaurs Behind Jurassic Park. So they're going to be talking about like the actual dinosaurs, bringing in specimens, and it's going to be an awesome start to an awesome event.
And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, this one I don't think can just be, is this going to just be contained in the Gary, or are you going to go a couple of other places with this one?
Oh, we're going to be all over the place on campus.
Okay, so we look forward to that one. Once again, that's March 18th and 19th, the USU Eastern Fan Festival. And if you like, you know, Comic-Cons and that kind of an experience with vendors and cosplay and panels, this is going to be right up your alley, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. We need to keep watching for information on that. Is that one of those hidden things that's not out there yet?
That'll be coming up on that same webpage, eastern.usu.edu/GEC.
All right. Well, Braden Nelson and Heather Haywood from USU Eastern Event Services, thank you so much for coming in and letting everybody know what's going on up there. And it's always fun to touch base with you and find out about all this fun stuff. Get ready, because there's a lot going to happen. Once again, give them that email at or the website.
Absolutely. It's eastern.usu.edu/GEC.
And that's where all of your information about these great events, plus tickets, will be there as well.
Absolutely.
You can get it all right there. Guys, thank you once again for coming in today. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks for having
us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.